Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, August 23rd, 2018. And with me today, I have Andrew Orr. How's it going, Andrew?
Hey, it's going good. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Brian Chaffin, how are you?
I am good. It is also good to be here.
And it's great to have you.
Thank you.
Great to have both of you. Hey, it's also great that we have sponsors today.
Oh, that is good.
Yes. LinkedIn Jobs and Molecule. That's Molecule with a K. We'll talk about them soon. Right now, though, I want to start off with Onavo. This is an app that Apple is telling Facebook, hey, you should just ditch this thing from the App Store. Brian, you looked into this, right?
I did, yeah. It's kind of more like, you know, maybe you should pull that app. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
I'm just picturing Eddie Q calling up Zuckerberg and doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So the thing is, that Onavo Protect, it's like the tagline is protect your data, but I mean, like, who's going to protect your data from Facebook? But anyway, all right. So this was a VPN app, and it's free, which is, you know, nice and everything because you're the product. And it was owned and operated by Facebook, and it provided VPN services, routing all your data through Facebook servers.
So, okay. So for those of you that don't know what a VPN is, it means virtual private network. It's a way of creating your own little encrypted tunnel through a network and across the internet. So the data that's passing into and out of your computer can't be intercepted by anyone else and used in any way. So they can't read the data because it's all encrypted.
Well, it makes it seem like it's coming from the server at the other end of that little tunnel.
Right.
So it's really useful for when you're in, say, a coffee shop.
Right. Yeah. When I'm on public networks, I use a VPN all the time.
Yeah. So Apple decided that Onavo was violating Apple's new App Store guidelines, the ones that went into effect after WWDC.
Okay.
And they also violated Apple's current developer guidelines because Facebook was using that data to help identify trends in user behavior. So according to the Wall Street Journal, this was one reason why they bought WhatsApp, because they basically saw a bunch of people using it.
So wait, I want to make sure I've got this right. Facebook was using Onavo to monitor how you use other apps on your iPhone.
Yes.
Holy crap. I almost had to edit.
Yeah. And, making it very, very valuable to Facebook because it was this backdoor into iOS behavior. By the way, Android users can still participate in this.
That's great.
Congratulations, you guys there. And so Apple decided that one possible reading of it, of course, is that Facebook was using holes in the previous guidelines, loopholes.
Yep.
And the new guidelines essentially closed that. So Apple had multiple meetings, according to the Wall Street Journal, at least one of which took place in Apple Park, although the journal did not specify how high those meetings went. Like, we don't know if Mr. Zuckerberg was at Mr. Cook's office, for instance. Nothing like that. I mean, it may have been at the ADQ level, may have been lower, who knows, whatever. But by the time those meetings were done, Apple politely suggested that Facebook voluntarily remove the app. And Facebook agreed, and then that actually happened on – the removal happened yesterday. It's gone from the App Store as of yesterday.
But if you still have the app on your iPhone
– you can still be the product.
Oh, Man.
So, I mean, it's
so crappy.
Just Facebook won't be allowed to update the app through the App Store because it's been pulled.
Right. Man.
Yeah, but you know, anyone who wants to sign up for all this goodness can, I'm sorry, if they still have it, if they signed up for it and like it, they like being the product, there, it's still there. It's still there. Listen, I'm delighted to see Apple. Do you remember how Tim Cook has said on multiple occasions that he felt, but it's been a while since he said it, but he said that he felt that privacy will eventually become a competitive point.
Yeah, and to me that falls under the what would you call Cook speak thing. I think he was projecting and saying we're making sure this is
No, he said that so long ago. I don't think we can get credit for that. For that. But at the very least, this is Apple taking the more of the battle to these guys who peddle in our personal data.
I'm glad Apple is doing this because it feels really creepy knowing that Facebook and other companies really don't have any problem with just really abusing our personal data. And if they're left unchecked, they have no interest in changing that behavior.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I see two big takeaways here. The first one is we still can't trust Facebook. And the second one is if you want a VPN so that your online activity is protected when you're on public networks, actually pay for a reputable VPN. Don't cheap out and try and use free stuff like Facebook was offering.
Yep.
Oh man. This bugs me so much. I've counted three times in this episode where I have almost had to edit myself. And that's pretty rare. Wow. All right. Well, hey, how about something that's on a happier note? And that's Molecule, the air purifier. So here's the deal. You have traditional air purifiers, which use the HEPA filter thing, and then you now have Molecule. And what they're doing is this thing that they call Pico technology, and it actually goes in at the molecular level and breaks apart the pollutants and allergens and viruses that are in the air, and so they actually can't get to you. Which is great because a lot of HEPA filters won't filter out the smaller particles. So you're not cleaning the air in the way you want, really, with a traditional HEPA filter. And I learned something yesterday. Traditional HEPA filters, the molds that get in them and that are blocked by them, over time, they'll actually grow through the filter. So then the air that's blowing through and ultimately coming to you is now picking up that mold and blowing it back out into the air, which really doesn't seem much like an air purifier to me. So the breakthrough science technology that Molecule has been using, like I said, this works at the molecular level, which is pretty awesome. There are people out there that after getting a Molecule, they were able to breathe through their nose for the first time in like 15 years, which is also absolutely crazy. And with everything that's going on with wildfires across the United States, the likelihood that we're going to need a product like Molecule is only increasing. So you should pick up yours now before you have serious health issues. And you know, things that your doctors tell you, hey, you know, if you clean your air, you're going to breathe better. So if you have bad allergies, if you have asthma, this is something that you should look into. So
I bought one.
You did. You bought one. And I think
I did. So cool. I did buy one. And I used our $75 coupon that I know you're about to get to. I'm very excited about this product.
Well, let me tell everyone about the $75 coupon then. Yeah. So here's the deal. If you go to the Molekule website, that's MOLEKULE.com, molekule.com, use the discount code TDO when you check out, and you're going to get $75 off your first order. So that's a nice way to save a little bit of money on a product that's going to help you breathe better and be healthier, because, hey, who doesn't want to be healthy? So that website again, molekule.com, MOLEKULE.com, and use the special code TDO at checkout to get $75 off your first order. Thanks, Molekule, for being our sponsor. Okay. Mm-hmm. So our other sponsor today is LinkedIn Jobs. And this is a part of LinkedIn that's really handy if you're on the hunt for new employees, because what they do is broadcast these jobs across LinkedIn. So you're already looking at 70% of the workforce in the United States. And there are tons of people on LinkedIn around the world. The people that are looking for jobs through LinkedIn are people that tend to be more qualified than you'll find other places, and tend to have the right attitude, meaning they're looking for a job with you as opposed to just hoping to find anything that's out there. And that's big, because that means ultimately you save money, because you're not having to spend as much time finding the right employee, and you don't have to hire someone, train them, find out they're wrong, let them go, and then hire someone else and start all over. That takes a lot of money and a lot of time. So LinkedIn Jobs, that's the place to make this happen. And because you listen to Daily Observations, you get a discount here too. So here's what to do. Hurry to linkedin.com/TDO and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/TDO to get $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/TDO. Terms and conditions do apply. And thank you, LinkedIn Jobs, for being our sponsor today. All right. So the other thing that I want to look at today is the news that Apple gave us, actually in the form of a knowledge base article. Back to My Mac is dead, or at least it's about to be dead. And this is coming with macOS Mojave. And Andrew, you looked into this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fill me in.
Yeah. So, the feature, I'm on the public beta of Mojave, and yeah, it's completely gone. But like I said in the article, I've never used it, so I didn't notice. But basically, it's like a remote desktop thing where you can access your Mac's hard drive on another Mac.
And you said something that has me thinking, I know why the feature's gone. And you said, You never used it. You didn't even notice that it was mm-hmm. gone. I'm wondering if this is a feature that people just weren't using that much, so Apple decided to deprecate it.
Yeah, well, it's certainly another example of Apple doing less and less with more and more, being justified by the people that don't use it. And my big problem with that, there is no doubt that very few people were using it. My problem with that is the people who do use it, for those people, it's very important. And this has been a consistent thing. Apple keeps paring back these features that aren't mainstream, but are very important to the people who are actually using them. And it drives me nuts.
Is it possible that Apple decided that Apple Remote Desktop was a better solution for this?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. It's certainly not going to be as convenient as Back to Mac. I've used Back to My Mac a lot. I find it very, very useful, both in my own home, working with two computers sometimes, and then certainly when I'm out and about, which is when it's most useful.
Mm-hmm.
I Yeah, that's, it's possible. I mean, like I said, there's little doubt that very few people use it. It's just very, very, there's very little doubt of that, especially people who are, you know, increasingly spending more and more time on their mobile devices. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if anything, like Apple should have been adding back to my Mac features to iOS instead of bloody well taking them away from macOS.
That's an interesting idea. So then you could access files directly from your Mac, say on your iPad, while you're at the coffee shop.
Yep.
Using a quality VPN.
That'd be nice.
Yep. Yeah, you know, especially with the addition of files in iOS, the Files app.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know, man, just doing less and less with more and more.
Maybe. So I'm not trying to make excuses for Apple. I'm just trying to come up with a justification for why this feature's gone. Maybe with the whole files in the cloud thing and the desktop in the cloud thing, they felt that back to my back was kind of redundant. Although back to my Mac, it was more than just file sharing.
It was mounting another Mac. It was mounting your own Mac on your Mac. It made it really easy to deal with files.
Yeah, it did. So, all right, I have moved from not that many people were using it as Apple's reason to get rid of it to this is part of Apple moving, moving more and more of their features into cloud services. And since we can do the shared desktop through iCloud thing, I think that Apple is seeing that as the replacement. And so they didn't need back to my Mac anymore.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, whatever.
Still, I get why for the people that used this, seeing it go away in Mojave is a big problem. Because for that group of people that relied on it, this is a really important feature. Yeah, I'm still waiting for Apple to bring back all the color sync features that they promised.
Yeah, I guess the extra color sync is what I was thinking.
Yeah, and there used to be a lot more we could do with printer controls that
just
kind of taken away. And
yeah, you know, you don't need that. You're typing on your Mac wrong.
Clearly,
typing it wrong.
I am clearly typing it
wrong. You just don't need that. You just don't need that. It's just super. It's super annoying to see Apple's products dumbed down for the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
Like I get that not everybody wants to use these things or even knows what they are. Like, you know, Android's a fine example of that. But I mean, if anything, that means that Apple should actually be doing better outreach for these less used features that are so useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back to my Mac is one of those things that was super cool.
And it was a nice alternative to relying on another cloud service like Dropbox. Oh my
goodness gracious. You know, by the way, I just realized another issue with Apple not doing AirPort anymore.
Hmm.
That's one reason to drop it. Hmm. Because it's AirPort routers that manage some of the security of that stuff. No AirPort routers. So, but you know, AirPort is another example of Apple doing less and less with more and more.
Yeah. Although with AirPort, I question what was Apple going to be able to bring to the table with their hardware that was going to set it apart from other products that were out there. Eero, for example.
Like our routers don't have back doors in them. You'll be private if you use an AirPort router.
Okay, that's actually a really good selling point right there. Yeah. It's frustrating to see features like this go. And I'm curious to see if Apple really does start pushing this iCloud desktop thing as a real alternative. Even though for a lot of people, it's not a real alternative. It's just what they have now, that or Apple Remote Desktop.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, so much for finding a happy note to end the.
Hey, the man, show. I'm all stoked about the Onavo stuff.
Yeah, actually, that is really cool. It makes me happy to see that Apple is like really actively going after this stuff, and they're not letting companies like Facebook kind of slide just because they're bigger.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Yeah. Hey, we're out of time. We need to wrap up.
Radio.
Andrew, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
And Brian, thank you for being here as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have both of you on the show today. Thank you to Molecule for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, molecule.com. That's M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E.com. And use the special code TDO at checkout to get $75 off your first order. And thank you to LinkedIn Jobs for being our sponsor as well. Go to their website, linkedin.com/TDO. And get $50 off your first job posting and find the perfect employee. Listeners, I am so glad that you were here too. Thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.